Let's thank Cindy one more time.
Thank you, sweetheart.
And wait till you see how divinely ordered that song was with my message. Yes, M.K. Mueller, Mary Kay, I go by both. So honored to be here today. So grateful for Edna and David trusting me with this message. So I'm going to take us back. My son, Zach, is 23 today. But when he was 7, he came up to me and said, "Mom?" "Yes, sweetheart." "What's different?" "I don't know, sweetie, what's different?" "Well, you're happier. You're singing more, you're laughing more. You don't even get mad anymore, Mom." Joe, his older sister, Joe noticed it too. "Oh my gosh, sweetheart, I'm just doing these 3 new gratitudes every day. Oh my gosh, you can tell a difference. How come you haven't taught us?" "Well, you seem happy already, sweetie, but I can teach you. We'll start tomorrow." So on the way to school, I asked him the question. "So, honey, do you want to do your 3 gratitudes first, or do you want Mom to do hers?" And every day, for 10 years, he had me go first. And every day, for 10 years, he went second. "Oh, come on, Mary Kay, not the day after you had that bad argument with him." "Mm-hmm." "Oh, Mary Kay, not..." I hope that that's not my phone. "Mary Kay, not the day after he stayed up all night studying for that test." "Oh, yes." "Not the day after he and his girlfriend broke up." "Oh, that was the most important day." So in the spirit of gratitude, I wanted to talk today about how we can possibly stay grateful through the not-so-greats. So let's talk a little bit about the feel-good of feelings. I'm not going to give him a name, but when I first moved to Kansas City 3 years ago from Omaha, I had a wonderful gentleman who asked me out and said, "I want to show you the sights of Kansas City." So we're driving along the plaza, and he pointed to Unity Temple, and he said, "You know, that's the feel-good church." And before I responded, I said, "So you go to a feel-bad church?" It was our last date, yes. But that phrase stuck with me. When I invite people into Unity, what if they're not feeling what the world calls good that day? And what if we shifted the feel-good church to the church that feels well? Because we know that just as in Unity, every person is welcome, every emotion is welcome. Amen? Yes, and that mad and sad are sacred parts of who we are. We're going to talk more about that today. Oh, but that's countercultural. What does the society say? Well, we shouldn't feel certain emotions, right? Huh? We get shoulded on from very young, and I remember my, God bless him, father saying, "Okay, you stop crying, I'll give you something to cry about." Anybody remember that one? Now that I know the whole story of my father, I know that when his mother was taken away when he was 7 to go to a mental institution and she never came home, he was told there was no time for crying. There was work to be done on the farm. And so he kept all that grief inside. And he was afraid that if he ever started to feel that grief again, if he allowed his darling little daughter to cry, then he too might cry. And if he started crying, he might never stop. So he was truly doing it to save our family, trying to stop me from my tears. But it's not just tears we're not supposed to feel, huh? What are women called when we get angry? Witch or that other itch word, yes? Huh? But let's hope. Let's hope that that's in our past. Let's talk today about the new time, right? The new place, the new way of understanding, and I'm going to give us kind of a picture to put together in our heads. And I'm going to call the 2 most shoulded on emotions mad and sad. Okay? So let's call mad our fire energy as we lit the beautiful fire back here. Why fire? He's hot under the... collar. They had a heated... argument. Ooh, he's got a hot... temper. She's hot. Hot is a good thing, is it not? To get fired up before the game, isn't that a good thing? If there's no fire in your relationship at home, ooh, that's not so good, right? I mean, passion, fire is a good thing, but too much fire energy in our life, and we're going to need what kind of energy? Water. And that's where sad comes in. You see, the way we are perfectly made is that we always feel our mads and sads at the same time, to the same extent. Come on, come with me. Last time you were really, really angry, weren't you also really, really sad and hurt too? Yes. And last time you were really, really sad. Yeah. If we go to funerals and we really allow ourselves to feel our feelings, there's not just sad, there's also anger at a lot of funerals. Why now? Why them? Well, so is anger sacred? Let's find out. We have three beautiful master teachers I'd like to talk about today. Let's start with Martin Luther King Jr. Sometimes people say, I don't want to feel my anger, Mary Kay, because, you know, angry people are mean. Oh, really? Dr. Martin Luther King started his worldwide social justice movement on his angriest day. But feel free to call him mean if you'd like. Mother Teresa, by the way, did the same. What about tears? Thank heavens he didn't get stuck in his fire of his anger. That would have turned into rage. He also wept every night of his adult life because he buried 21 friends before he himself was buried. And those of us who've buried even one know that grief, 21. So in order to balance the fire of his passion, he had to weep every day. So let's go to another master teacher, Jesus. Jesus ever get angry? I don't know, David. Taken a switch and cleared any temples lately? I haven't either. That's a lot of anger, G. That's what I call it. Anger, G. Energy for change. And Jesus showed us, right? What did he say to his best friend? Get thee behind me, Satan. Whoa. Some anger, G there, yes. And did Jesus ever weep? We know that after Lazarus died, Jesus wept. Wait a minute. He knew he was in a better place. I mean, he knew all that mind, that mental stuff, right? But thank heavens he showed us that the human person in us, the human heart, must grieve. He's not going to be here tomorrow morning when I wake up. I can't hug him. We can't have a good laugh together. So natural. So beautiful. But the third teacher we're going to talk about today are around us all the time, and they're going to come parading in at the end of the service. Children, is there a better feeling teacher on the planet? And how do they feel? Well, I think you know this. And what are they feeling? Mad and sad at the same time. And have you noticed? No hemorrhoids. No upper back aches, no ulcers. Isn't that amazing? Why? Because when you feel well, you feel good. Isn't that fun? And it feels so good to feel well, doesn't it? So, what's the new children's movie out now? The myth of the culture. We can always just turn to Disney, can't we? And look at what this latest version is about. It's about a princess turned queen who finds out that her power is attached to her anger-gy. And she's frightened of both her anger and her power. And so she runs away in that amazing song that everyone keeps singing. Here's just one little clip. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you've always had to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. But now they know. Apologies to Idina Menzel. Okay. And what was that? She had to run away. Think about how many times you and I, instead of acknowledging our anger with a good friend or someone we've just met, instead we run away and we say, well, I hope I don't ever run into them again because I have anger about this issue and I don't want to express it because it's not spiritually evolved. Goodness gracious. Is isolation and separation spiritually evolved? So, what is the answer? Well, one more, it's certainly not this. One more fable we can look to is Scrooge. And what did he do? First of all, was he born a Scrooge? Honey, I think we have a Scrooge baby. Was he born a Scrooge, yes or no? He was not, no. If you remember in the beautiful story, he was dancing a jig when he's 21, he's got this fiance. But then soon after that party, she says, if you don't marry me, if you keep saying you don't have enough money, I'm going to leave you, and she did. And he was so sad that he shut down his heart. Let's say 1, 2, 3, thud. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, thud. Well, the good news is what now? He can't feel sad. But what's the not so good news? We only have one heart. What else could he not feel? Love. Joy. Compassion for Tiny Tim. We only have one heart. Now, have we all Scrooged, dear brothers and sisters? Have we all shut down our hearts from time to time? Absolutely. And what do the beautiful teachings that we know and love invite us to do? Oh, but it's messy, Mary Kay. I know. Believe me. I know. So let's get practical. Isn't that the beautiful part about unity, practical spirituality? We don't have to act on our emotions. We don't have to analyze our emotions. We don't have to apologize. It's amazing how many people come up to me after my talks and go, MK, you made me cry. And I said, oh, I couldn't do that, but I probably helped you cry. That's a blessing, because when the heart opens, the eyes leak. So that's a good thing. Oh, I'm so sorry I'm crying. Oh, no, dear one. It's holy water. I'm not sorry at all. I'm blessed by those tears. So we don't have to apologize. Amen?
Amen.
Yoo-hoo! So what can we do? First of all, allow our own. I'm feeling sad right now. Ooh, let's do this. Let's sit up nice and straight. Close your eyes only if you feel comfortable doing so. And repeat. I honor and acknowledge my sadness as sacred. Here we go. I honor and acknowledge my sadness as sacred. Beautiful. Now let's open those eyes. And this one's going to be a little different energy. This is our fire energy. I honor and acknowledge my anger as sacred. And then find somebody. Bonita, will you high-five me? To high-five with. She's got her red on. Any questions? If you're ready, here we go. Let's make some noise. I honor and acknowledge. Here we go. I honor and acknowledge my anger as sacred. High five, somebody. Woo! Yeah. Thank you. One more. All right. How'd that feel? Woohoo! We're getting some feelings going here. So allowing our own and accepting theirs. Can I give us just a couple quick thoughts for the week about accepting theirs as we head home to our, yes, families and in-laws, yes? And the first thing that we're going to release forever from our vocabulary is, I'm sorry you're feeling that way. Oh, goodness. What does that say? I'm sorry you have these feelings, because if you were really evolved like me, you wouldn't? What is that saying? So release it. Here's another one to release. I understand. Really? Those of us who've lost a loved one, people come up and say, I understand. We want to go. Right? There's no way. To understand is to stand under. So there are so many more beautiful things we could be saying, like, I have no idea how you're feeling right now. I can't even imagine how you're feeling right now. And when someone comes to us with those exaggerated claims of, you always... And you never, instead of getting defensive, which is so gut reaction, we can say, go on, I'm listening. Let's try that one together. Go on, I'm listening. And then one more. You have every right to every one of your feelings. Here we go. You have every right to every one of your feelings. Don't we? Don't we, guys? We have a right to our feelings. And simply by acknowledging that right to their feelings, they can have less of them. They don't have to be depressed about their depression, angry about their anger, and sad about their sadness. It's good stuff. It reminds me of the woman who started journaling her feelings after going to one of my talks, and she came up the next week and she said, "Mary Kay, what'd you do to me? I have so much more energy." And I said, "Oh, I don't know. What are you doing differently?" "Well, I'm journaling about my feelings." And I said, "Wow, you must be journaling a lot." She said, "Not always. On Wednesday, I just wrote one word, damn." I wish I could attribute this next phrase to someone, but I don't know where it came from. Denial of our anger is denial of our passion and our power. Enough! We have anger-gy to change the world, to change the way our living room is ordered, right, huh? We have the anger-gy and the passion and the power to do it all. So, what do we do with that power? I love the light song that Cindy sang so beautifully, so let me end with one thought for what we can do with that power. Our deepest fear is not that we are powerless. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant? Fabulous, glorious. Who are you not to be? You are a child of God, and your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. You were born. You were born to make manifest the glory of God. And it's not just in some of us. It's in everyone. And by acknowledging our light, our sacred, holy, whole light, we not only can brighten our world, but encourage others to do the same. Thank you so much. Namaste.